Hello, I'm the ordained servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am doing this audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. Thank God. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Thank God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, send me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering with sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth, is the word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I want to welcome everyone to this audio in the office of my home this Thursday evening. It's 2000, were very troublesome times for my ministry. Trouble was developing on every side and manifested in some powerful ways against me. But in 2006, things made a change for the better. In February, the Schlosser trial was held in Collin County, and I spent 1.5 hours on the witness stand and came out with great victory. In April, I delivered, after 9 different days of praying, for 1.5 to 2 hours, where Terry Brown delivered Terry that which God commanded me to do in September of 1992. April the 29th, I had a great victory flying on CA-290 with Brent Rubin, my captain, and Terry Mack was with me. 1 hour flight to Joplin, I prayed with Terry, setting him free from witchcrafts for a solid hour. Then, on August 3rd, God gave me a commandment, and that was to pray, spare my people, O Lord, give not thy inheritance to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is your God? On the 3rd, I called a fast for Israel, and there's a post, we have a link to it, I think on the 3rd, 4th, perhaps the 14th of August, praying for Israel and the body of Christ, God's people. Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thy inheritance to reproach. The heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Almost 9 years since those days took place. It's been a sweet victory for me to watch what God has done. Oh, I was shaken when Terry Mai went to heaven in 09. Unexpectedly, but it was God's will. Terry Mai had finished his course. Thank God. Amen. So, this afternoon, God started talking to me about 06 and the prayer that I prayed for a long time and frequently over the past 9 years. The prayer will come up in my spirit as it did this afternoon. Spare thy people, Lord, give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they, the heathen, say among the people, where is their God? There's a link, I'm sure, to the post of August 2006, and it was fasting and praying for Israel and the United States, and I'm still at it. It's been a great victory, great joy, serving God during all of these years. No, I'm not calling it quits. Who do you think you are? Bow your knees, Satan, in Jesus' name. We're just geared up for another course of action throughout U.S. and the world, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God with signs following. Thank God. Mark 16. Also, you find in Matthew 10, the apostles were sent by Jesus, telling them when they went to preach, say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. That's what we do, folks. So, you need to read what God directed me to do in 2006 and join me as I continue on my journey with the Lord, praying for the U.S., for Israel, and preaching the gospel, setting the captives free, casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead, and cleansing the lepers. I thank God for this evening, and I can say what I've just said. I appreciate what God has done, bringing forth my ministry with the singers, the My Girls, Terry, the Browns, Paul Peters, Water Black Boys, and others. Oh, Sweet 16. Thank you. Look, I've got to get out of here. I came in without a script, and I'm getting out without a script. God bless you. Good night from my office in Plano, Texas. Doyle Davidson. Good night.